I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. Christopher O'Reilly has made a cottage industry out of bridging the classical and pop music worlds with arrangements that show his appreciation for both. He's transcribed songs by Radiohead, Nick Drake, and Elliott Smith, among others. Last year, the San Francisco Girls Chorus approached him to commission a 15-minute set that he could play and they'd sing this season.
It was really left up to me what that 15 minutes would entail, and I took my time thinking about it.
One thing that's been a constant in all of the arrangements he's done, they're songs he already loves.
I ended up trawling through my iPod and found this record that I had been obsessively listening to when I was probably about the age of the Girls in the Chorus, and that was Joni Mitchell's debut album, Song to a Seagull. She dances for the sailors in a smoky cabaret bar underground. There was The Pirate of Penance, which is almost like a little cantata. It was very easy to conceive of it in multiple women's voices, and many of the other songs started to fall into place in terms of being equally illuminatable by way of voice. Not only that, but also Joni's very idiosyncratic and compelling guitar playing.
Although most of the arrangements he's done so far have either been for his own solo piano or as a duet with cellist Matt Heimovitz, he didn't have a problem writing for the young female voices.
It was pretty easy to hear them in my head. I mean, we'd had the San Francisco Girls Chorus on the program from the top a couple of times. So, I mean, I literally have their sound in my head.
Christopher O'Reilly will also play a solo arrangement of the Joni Mitchell song The Dawn Treader at the concert, and the girls will be singing works by Debussy, Vaughan Williams, and Eric Whitaker. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.